Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com, and you're listening to the Rog Reviews podcast. This is the first in our series of podcasts for the 2013 AVN Awards. We've done this for the last couple of years. We go over the awards, run down the nomination list, talk a little bit about our favorites, and maybe discuss the process a little bit. I know a lot of fans don't know the amount of work that goes into the AVN Awards and the voting, so shed a little light. What I like, of course, is for this to be interactive. So when you hear one podcast, if you want to comment, there's a comment button down at the bottom of the page. Or send me an email, Rog@RogReviews.com. We can get a discussion going. The only thing I would ask is that you keep it positive for reasons we'll discuss in the podcast. I think everybody who is nominated absolutely deserves to be proud of that moment, and we don't like to take away from that moment. But if someone got left off and you think they deserve to be recognized, speak up. Also, if you're happy to see someone nominated, speak up on that. I'd definitely like to have feedback on this. Just a little bit of background for those who don't know, haven't listened in the past. A few years back, I was asked to participate in the voting for the AVN Awards. Of course, it's a huge honor for any critic in this industry to be included in this voting panel. It's something that I take very seriously. It's something that all of the critics that I know take seriously. So I'm very grateful to AVN for opening it to people outside of their staff to sort of give an overview of what adult critics and adult fans think. To get to this point, we're going to go over what is a huge list, and you can go to avnawards.com. I'll put a link up too, so you can go over the nomination list with me if you want. To get to this point, though, where you're talking about hundreds of categories and several hundred nominees, the staff at AVN goes through everything that comes out, just an inordinate amount of porn to whittle things down and put them in the right categories. And just getting to this point is such a tremendous effort. My hats are off to all of them. Yes, on this list, there are some things that I think they missed. There are some things that all of you will think they missed. But that's sort of the point of all this. And I think overall they did a great job. So what we'll do is we'll go over the categories. I'll probably skip some. I don't reveal how I'm voting, but I will maybe give some hints or at least point out a few nominees that I really think were fantastic. Just so you know, the way the voting works is voters are given this same list that you're given, and we log on to a secure page, and we have to rank these. So it's not just picking the best. First category, for example, has seven nominees. I have to rank one through seven. So it takes quite a bit of time to go through all this. I do vote in every category, but I only vote once I've seen everything in a category. So, I start with the categories that I've seen a lot in, and then work my way down and try and get to almost everything, at least the things that I have some interest or expertise in. So as we go, keep that in mind. It is a whole lot of stuff. I also think, though, it gives us a better overview in the end of how the voting went. It's not just about picking first place. Who you pick second or third matters, because one extra second place vote might put a movie or a performer over the top. It does take a lot more time, though, because when you're in a category with 15 nominees, getting down, 12th versus 13th is kind of tough, and you really have to do some thinking. So I do take my time and fairly serious about it. I know most of the other voters are, probably all of them, but it is a lot of stuff. So we will get to this. Once again, please feedback at the bottom, whether it's feedback about the format, the length of these podcasts. I'm going to try and keep them 10 to 15 minutes. If I'm talking too fast, probably doing that right now. Should probably slow down a little. And we'll get to these. There'll be other podcasts as well. We're starting to do a lot more of them. I know a lot of issues and stuff and interviews are going to be coming. But for right now, most of these are going to be on the 2013 AVN nominations. So here we go. First category. And again, you can go to avnawards.com/2013-nominees to find this. There'll be a link on here as well. This is a new one, or at least new within the last couple years. Best 3D release. Porn is experimenting with 3D. I got a chance to see the Ghostbusters from Hustler in 3D on a really nice 3D TV set. It's pretty cool. Most of these still come with glasses, though, so you can get kind of an idea. The nominees are Cat House 45 from Pink O Sins, distributed through Vivid, Jailhouse Heat from Digital Playground, Superhero in 3D from Extreme Comics, This Ain't Avatar 2 from Hustler. This ain't Jaws from Hustler. This ain't Expendables from Hustler. And this ain't the Smurfs from Hustler. So as you can see, Hustler has kind of embraced this 3D technology, and they've dominated the category. I have not seen all of these movies. I have not seen Cat House. I have it from Vivid. I'll be reviewing that this week. I've seen everything else on the list except Superhero in 3D, and I think that's in a box downstairs. And I haven't seen Avatar 2. I did see Jaws, Expendables, Smurfs, and Jailhouse Heat. And I guess in this category, best 3D release, is it the best overall movie or is it the best use of 3D? And I think that's kind of the interesting thing. There's no real criteria here. This ain't the Smurfs. I thought was a horrible, horrible movie overall. But the use of 3D was pretty good. Jailhouse Heat is probably the hottest on this list. Jaws was pretty good too, and there's some cool 3D scenes there. So I'll have to think about how I should vote on this, and if you guys want to give me feedback, I have a couple more to review before I vote. You know, should I treat this like what's the best spankable movie, or what movie just used 3D best? At any rate, at this point, Jailhouse, which was Digital Playground's first effort, was very well shot and probably a pretty good bet. Although I would imagine Superhero in 3D is probably pretty good too. The extreme comic stuff is pretty great, especially if you like comic book porn. Next category is a big one. This one has 15 nominees. It is Best Actor. Think about this. I'm going to read you 15 names. You can't just pick out the best. You got to slot them 1 through 15. Richie Calhoun in Diary of Love. Xander Corvus, Immortal Love. He was very good in that, by the way. Dane Cross in A Mother's Love, which I haven't seen yet. Richie DeVille from My Mother's Best Friend 6 from Sweet Sinner. Giovanni Francesco from Dark Knight XXX. Excellent movie. Seth Gamble, Star Wars XXX. You know, if he was trying to play Luke as whiny, he did a good job. Marcus London in Spartacus, just reviewed that yesterday. Marcus London was very good in Spartacus. Eric Masterson in Dallas XXX, fun performance. Brendan Miller, Happy Endings. Tommy Pistol in Pee-wee's XXX Adventure. Anthony Rizzano, The Friend Zone. Randy Spears, Men in Black, Hardcore Parody. Stephen St. Croix in Torn, I have to watch that this week. Evan Stone in Mork and Mindy. And Jack Vegas in Blow from Wicked Pictures. It's nice to see, first of all, some non-parody performances in here, because this is a category that's been dominated by parodies recently, and still a lot of them here, obviously. And the one I would say probably is my favorite is a parody, and that's Tommy Pistol in Pee-wee's XXX Adventure. Tommy last year, of course, was fantastic in Taxi Driver. Really good. Just as good in this one. He's dead on and the parody thing. Other performances, Randy Spears is always great. He was excellent in Men in Black. Evan Stone in Mork and Mindy, kind of the perfect role for Evan. He's sort of Robin Williams. Marcus London was very good in Spartacus. I'll have to look at some of the others. I haven't seen Diary of Love yet. I'll have to watch that. A few of the others that are a little more understated and less parody would be nice to see, but Tommy's going to be a tough one to beat. Brendan Miller was also really good in Happy Endings, though, so that's a good one. Best Actress, Naomi Banks in Training Day. She was really good in that movie. Electra Blue, Next Friday Night. Lily Carter in Wasteland. If you haven't seen Wasteland from Elegant Angel, that's a movie that you're going to hear a lot about in these podcasts, and it's going to win a bunch of awards. Lily Carter was very good in a very emotionally deep role. I haven't even seen the rest of the list yet, but I would give her an early nod. Gracie Glam in Happy Endings, also very good. Presley Hart, Diary of Love. Allie Hayes, Star Wars XXX. Allie was good in playing an iconic role. Lily LeBeau in Wasteland. This could be the problem. Both Lilies nominated, both of them were excellent. I think Lily Carter had more lines and maybe a little more emotional depth, but Lily LeBeau was also fantastic. Remy LaCroix in Torn, which I have on my desk to see. Brooklyn Lee in Voracious from Evil Angel. I hear great things about that, and I'll be watching that one. Kehlani Leigh from Snatched. Natasha Nice, Love is a Dangerous Game. Chanel Preston, Romeo and Juliet. Andy Sandimas, Cafe Amor. Bobby Starr, The Truth About O. And India Summer in The Graduate XXX. India was fantastic, by the way, in that one. So I need to see some of these before I can really say. I understand Brooklyn Lee is fantastic. Chanel Preston was really good in Romeo and Juliet. But I think the early favorites would be the two Lilies from Wasteland, except for the fact that they're both in the same movie. And I think that could end up really hurting them in terms of overall sort of competing against each other could really come back and bite them a little bit. There's just so many good performances here. Lots of... And Naomi Banks in Training Day, don't overlook her. She was really good. Best all-girl group scene. See, some of these are going to be broken down, and there's so many of them. I'm not going to go over all of these because it's just me reading for 15 minutes, and nobody wants that. Best all-girl group scene. Let's see what I've seen here. Asian Anal Assassins from Wicked with Kehlani Lei, Asa Akira, Katsuni, Mia Leilani, and Miko Lee. Wow, that's a good one. I did see Birds of Prey XXX. Gracie Glam, Cagney Lynn Carter, and Brooklyn Lee had a great scene. That was the heroine scene. The villains also had a great scene that included Alexis Texas and Lizzie Borden. It did not get nominated, interestingly enough. There's one from Brooklyn Lee, Nymphomaniac, with Brooklyn, Ruth Medina, and Samantha Bentley. Got that one on my thing to see here. Buffy the Vampire Slayer XXX, Ash Hollywood, Amber Rain, and April O'Neil. Deviance 3, Alexis Texas, Lexi Bell, Tegan, and Eva Angelina. That would be probably my favorite to win because of the star power there, along with one from Meow 2 from Generation X, Christina Rose, Valerie Kay, and Heather Starlett. Really good. Girlfriends Films has one here, Please Make Me Lesbian 7, Lily Carter, Brie Daniels, Zoe Holloway. Tomb Raider XXX has one with Chanel Preston, Gracie Glam, and Danny Daniels. Training Day, also Naomi Banks, Chanel Preston, and Yuri Zahn Beltran. That was a really good scene. Have to fill in the rest to sort of see, but honestly, I think it's going to be tough to beat the one from Deviant or Meow 2. Although Birds of Prey was great. Great lesbian sex and great use of costumes in that movie in general and in that scene specifically. Best all-girl release. I guess we'll get through the lesbian stuff and then we'll move on. We'll end this. Best all-girl release. Let's see. Lots of good stuff here. And kind of a variety. Girlfriends Films has been dominating all the all-girl stuff. They've got two nominees. They have Please Make Me Lesbian 7 and Me and My Girlfriend 1. Meow 2 from Generation X is on here. Interracial Lesbian Romance from West Coast Productions was good. I just saw that. Hot and Mean 6 from Brazzers. That's a good scene, good series. Belladonna's No Warning 6. Bella's very, very popular. I would just do early favorite for that one. I haven't seen it yet, but Bella's tough to beat in these sort of awards. Also, Lick My Punk Rock Pussy from Burning Angel. I did see that one. Good stuff. And again, keep in mind, this is not my favorite category. So... you know, I don't see a lot of these until award time, so there's some pretty impressive stuff here, though. So enjoy that. Now, best all-girls series. This is kind of the, I think the for these sort of subcategories of the Gonzo stuff, I think the best series award is really kind of the big one. Girlfriends Film has Budapest. It has Girls in White, which I really like the Girls in White series. Lesbian Psychodramas is good. Lesbian Sex, also from Girlfriends. Please Make Me Lesbian, and Women Seeking Women. So again, this is where Girlfriends Films really dominates. They make, you know, most of the best all-girl sex. Sweetheart Video also has two Lesbian Adventures and Lesbian Babysitters. Also good series. Top Wet Girls from Evil Angel and Christoph Clark is good. Let's see some of the others. Hot and Mean from Brazzers, if you like sort of rough sex. Molly's Life is a fun series from Pulse and Mafia. I like that. The sheer number of nominees here from Girlfriends would tend to tell me they're going to win. I'm going to guess the Women Seeking Women series is going to win, if I had to guess on that one. That's it for the all-girl series and stuff. So we're going to stop it here. Once again, Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. The series of podcasts this year are not sponsored at this point. Sponsorship's available if you would like your company or your website plugged here. Drop me a line. We can do that. Mostly what I'd like is to thank you for listening. Thank AVN for the opportunity to vote. Thank everyone for producing another great year of adult material. And I'd like to ask for your feedback. The format, the content, if you agree or disagree with some of the things I'm saying, anything you have to say, please use the comment feature at the bottom or drop me a line, Roger@rogerreviews.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again next time.